only good things you want people under yours.
All
the big lands you want them to be yours.
The
good cars to be only yours. You see, maybe your neighbor doesn't need them. You see, they are meant to be yours.
Now,
when it reaches pastors today,
the
good anointing is unto the pastors,
the
good cars,
the
good houses. And you see that the earth is not worthy for them.
But
that's the battle that goes far. You may say that I've not yet fought my brethren and sisters. I've not yet become kind.
But
you already became 30%. For you wish the good things to yourself. When Abel does the good, you get angered.
Because
if it is me who has done it. When Abel preaches well,
he said,
still it is him, God gave him the gospel alone. It's he who God pleases alone. Instead of saying, my brother, how do that to please God? You get angered, you frown your face. You know, they both, everyone, one was shepherding animals, another was digging and farming. Now one used to go down there and rest his hands. He digs a little portion and he comes back home. But he comes back very late. And he thought what he was doing was so much. And the others came back in rightful time. And this one comes back wearing
army.
Around four his back.
His
cows and the goats are going to slim. Yet
Cain
is in the garden sleepy, coming back at six. And plants a banana ships it plants elsewhere.
And I
see where
he does it.
One banana struggling with for 6 hours.
And
when it's time in the farming.
And
it reached to give offering. He had no good ones. And the good ones were few and small, and it he wished them for himself. That's the way to give them to God.
But
had a lot of good things, for he gave them time. But all those we speak of them,
where
we tell you may claim you're not fighting your brethren.
But
if you're self-seeking,
note
that you have that seed of kind.
Don't
mind of the issues of others, you mind your own business.
No, you
still have that blood.
Ask
God to have mercy on you and it faces out of you.
And
you stop wishing good things for yourself.
If you see your
colleagues do good things, don't get angered.
Some
even have
a
when they find you buy a new shoe,
and they say
these ones are wasting
money.
How do you do that?
You ask,
how do you plan?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So
that mentality God fights to finish from us.
You,
every good thing you see, you want it, but you don't put in strength to get it.
You
from God, but you yourself, you don't give him time. When your brother gets more wise in the word, and he say, those ones only God has anointed. But you come here and you sleep. And you walk up and down.
Colleagues
seated, settled, moving on to be told.
You
move up and down, you want to know more than those who have settled. Now that mentality, let's give our time to God. He will do us good. Praise Jesus so much. We want to move on to these schemes of Satan. By name and voice. Together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robin. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, our ancient elder.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Do we believe Jesus is the ancient elder?
He's
the firstborn of all creations.
Rather
be the heir of all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We do we share together with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We're
going to be moving on
to see
schemes of Satan unto God and to his church.
We
remember in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And the schemes were put in the three ways. And we saw that Satan in his schemes ready to shift and change the spirit to give it another spirit which appears like the Holy Spirit. And the other to change the gospel. From the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
give
you the gospel finances of this world, the desires of this world, and the other change the right Christ and his church together with his ministers, give in you the false Christ and their churches and the false ministers.
So
now in that issue, we decided to begin to see the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness, and we separate him from the spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. Now, as I speak, we are winding up that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
at the same time, we introduce
Christ,
the right Christ and his church and his ministers,
then Christ, and
the false Christ and their churches
and
their false ministers.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
As we still separate the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness,
the
spirit of Satan from and its works of unrighteousness, ended up seeing the spirit of Satan in the form of the beast.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the agenda of that spirit,
the spirit of
Satan appearing in a beast form,
to
change humanity, shift from the image of God to appear like that unusual animal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So every more topic is regarding
some of the topics close the Holy Spirit and we separate him from the spirit of Satan. We are going to write that subhead down. The spirit of God. Let's begin like this. The spirit of Satan, the evil spirit, fights man to appear like an unusual beast, to shift from the image of God. And the Holy Spirit
fighting
us go back to the rightful image of God. Praise Jesus.
The
spirit of Satan, which is evil, it fights humanity to become an unusual animal, from the image, to shift from the image of God. And the Holy Spirit
tries
see that we get back to the rightful image of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
you're going to be looking at that issue. It's a work of the church. Despite seeing people got back to the rightful image of God. Yet Satan on his side tries to see humanity shift from the image of God to reaching appear like a beast, unusual beast.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
There
is a secret going to be seen
in
the image of Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That image in a human image like us.
Yes,
we were made from the image of Christ. But according to the programs of Satan, I
think
you see that image on the projector screen.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to be explained like this. The man who is made in the image of God,
Satan,
you see that he appears on the second line on this side.
Yes, he was
praise
yeah.
Jesus so much.
There
are those not seeing.
Yes, he was
praise yeah. Jesus so much. I'm going to request you shift to this side, you who are not looking and seeing clear. If you don't see clear, you shift to this side. The battle right from the head.
What
we call Babylon Empire of Nebuchadnezzar. The beast of the lion. Satan moves lower rank. And he seeks for whom to devour. First, if you summary, we shall get details.
Why
a certain past the beast called and known as Babylon Empire. And he comes, stamps, and targets the human head. The Bible, the Holy Spirit wants to come in tongues of fire on the head. But Satan too says, even me.
Nangi njagara kukuli nya
kumutu. Me too, I want to get and possess your head. After I possess your head, it becomes like an unusual animal. You think like an animal? Unusual, not the usual animals.
You
speak like an unusual animal. The balance between the Holy Spirit to retain humanity in the image of God.
And
yet Satan tries to shift him from that image. Now the chest where there is silver. That was Medo-Persia. Instead of passing through the bear, the bear holds three ribs in its mouth.
You see that they
kill the father, the mother, and the children. Both are fighting for the heart with God. You know, the heart is right here on the chest. Satan wants the heart and God to target the heart. He wants to reach human hearts like he's done. You invent poisonous words. Speak like an unusual animal. You can kill in spirit and in the flesh.
Battle
shift humanity from the image of God to the image of the beast. Now, most people hear of the beast. All these are visions of Satan, the spirit of Satan, the beasts we see right here. But rather, we told you on the last text, as we separated the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of Satan and its works of righteousness, we see the evil spirit of Satan. Fights humanity till it shifts him to the image of the beast, and they shift them from the image of God. Yet the Holy Spirit fights shift humanity to the rightful true image of God. Now you've had concerns about the second beast. the bear, which worked in the kingdom of the Medo-Persians.
We
want to get a problem on the next part. Right from your waist, getting downwards to the thighs.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
What way of Greece?
There is the Greek.
And so
that beast appearing like a leopard.
But
most of all, it's trying to see people get spots. Mostly as they pass through immoral actions. That's why, right from the waist, you'll get explained. The battle's moving all
along
that. All the others we saw of the spirit of Satan and the spirit of God, all of them, and here the battle is targeting right that.
Fights
to remain in the image of God, the spirit of Satan, the evil spirit, fights to become an image of an unusual animal. When you look at that image, right from the waist to the thighs, the portion is very dangerous.
And
creating spots on the world. It's holding number one.
They have
used it so much in many generations to mess up this world.
Sports is
and that these whole sports of the leopard.
A
human being would have been the church of the Holy Spirit. Who would be a holy church without spot or
wrinkle? Tries
to see passes through different immoralities. Adultery of forsaking God and physical adultery and immorality. Till people have gotten corrupted
now.
In there is homosexuality, lesbianism, women and women.
The
chaos is right there.
We
to rape women or men.
Your
system, the entire system is right in there. Now that beast has four heads, that which is like a lion, a leopard,
Yes,
he was raised Jesus. But still, that system, there was the false church, there was the spiritual wickedness. There is the financials, and the politics, which is deceptive.
My question
is, move on, get explained.
I
think you swear the battle ends up.
It
must have begun with you separating the spirit of God and his works of righteousness. Why this battle all about?
There is
this Satan and his evil spirit, his works of unrighteousness. Where they end up is here.
Either
you remain in the spirit of God
and
remain in the image of God, or you follow the spirit of Satan and you become like a beast which is unusual.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now we have to get from the thighs right at the ankle.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
There
is that we know as the Roman Empire. Now that beast, it has its seven heads, the ten horns.
That
started all along some time back. That one joined all the passions above. Its heads are of the lion. Its feet are of the bear. And the portion of it is of the leopard. Now all the destiny of humanity is filled of unrighteousness. When you see from the feet downwards, now the feet of the righteous are led by God. But the feet of the evil, they are led
in
sinning, and the evil spirit of Satan leads them in all ways of the seven heads. That's why God calls them, come back in my ways. But Satan perverted everything. And he shifted us from the way of God. And they tell us that way, which goes to heaven back, is very narrow. And those who see it,
the
very few.
So, all
the ways Satan intervened in them of humanity on earth. Not this walking of physical ways. He moves on
with,
he sleeps doing what? Even when they see that human being thinks of what? You know, you may be here, yet you're moving in the city. You
look
at shops. Those are the perverted ways we speak of.
Handle
old ways and human ways. And he began to lead them Satan. And they refused to be led by the Spirit of God in the ways of God. That's the fourth beast we have. As we shall move and explain to you. Now the problem. The same beast of the Roman Empire. That which has the seven heads and the ten horns, the heads of the lion, the feet of the bear, and the other portion is of spots of the leopard. It created an image for itself. And it's called the Roman Catholic Church. They remain governing the same system, perverting human ways. To shift them from the ways of righteousness of God. To walk them always in unrighteous men. This involved to take away the Bible, which directs us ways of righteousness. To
create
the evangel and the other books. Change every ways of the word of God. Now the image of that beast, the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire, it made its image. It's called the Roman Catholic Church. Now in here are many religions. All of them are to pervert human ways, not to lead them get back to heaven, except to lead them into destruction.
These
are blind leaders leading us as also who are blind. These are very dangerous people. They walk, stand on the door of heaven. They don't enter in the kingdom, yet they never enter. And they stand in the way of faith. Stand in the way of the likeness of God, yet they've never entered.
But
whoever tries to come enter, they pervert the person.
So,
now you see the image of Nebuchadnezzar. It's making reflecting Christ. Yet we are the image of Christ. Christ is the image of the Father.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So
now the battle is right there. You see humanity moves like a beast, which is unusual.
We
are the spirit of Satan.
Now
we have the feet down here. A portion is of clay, another is of iron.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
when you look at the feet, and the portion is of clay, and another is of iron. In the time when the Roman Empire reigned, and the spirit of the fourth beast, and it passed through Roman Empire.
Mchifana njiayo chimanjidwanga Roman Catholic.
Its image known as the Roman Catholic.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Atena wansiku kukere.
The downright in the feet.
Batonda Yesu reendara.
They create another beast.
Ina mayimba abili kutinga kumana kwe.
It has two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Sorry.
That beast. It too appears like a
leopard.
But it's the false salvation. Salvation, but not the rightful salvation. Now the problem. The feet to appear a portion of clay. And another portion of iron. Right at this point, fallen angels have to be the midst of human beings.
And
get married to human beings. They have made bodies for them, some of iron. Other bodies are plastic, like jerry cans, plastic bodies. Others have reached a level wanting to appear like human bodies. Fallen angels have bases of this world.
Like
the Area 51 in America. Now there's a very big problem. In those areas we speak of, you see they make a human being appear like a monster. Everywhere, even creations now, they are all much on them. Every type of animal they find to see they have
shifted.
Every bird and every plant.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
We
went out the spirit of Satan.
Look
at this in Daniel 7.
And
we look much in Revelation 13. And we look at Revelation 17.
So introduction here.
Now the introduction I've given you. We are not going to study it today. But I wanted you to prepare yourself. In the next week
you
have to handle it 2 days. And we begin
to manage our face.
We use our 2 solid hours. And we wind up in the very serious, careful way. But I want you to hear of the video we're going to slot in and hear it. I'm going to explain it as it reads. You know, a long time we've told you different things. You may think, what are we up to?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so
much.
Now, as this long that video,
when
you read the 2 Peter, chapter
2,
the battle of shifting humanity to a beast, the evil spirit, the spirit of Satan, and he tries to see humanity shifted to become a beast like thing. A beast without rightful form.
We
say we to explain from the head what he's up to.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus.
Right.
From human head is targeting to make humanity to what? And it shifted from the spiritual world that
is
already made him that. Right now we enter the physical world to see if
it
fulfills all upon humanity. All that is done to humanity in the inner man.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much.
Now
when we look at the 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 12
God
speaks like this on this issue. Second Peter chapter 2 from verse 12.
Naye abo ng'ensolo ezitalina magezi, ezizaliwa ensolo obusolo, ez'okukwatibwanga n'okuzikirizibwanga, abavuma mu bigambo bye batategeera.
Kakati abantu abakyamizibwa.
Now people perverted.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
By the spirit of Satan.
Bafuka ensolo.
They became beasts.
Bafuka ensolo ekyo.
They became that beast without usual form.
Omoyo kwa Satan.
The period of Satan shifted, changed their identity. Now the entire head is filled with worldly things. Filled the faults of Satan. They became beasts.
omuntu omusingana nga ayogera ng'enjoro.
Find someone speaking like a beast, an animal.
Era bimukwe bitujja okulaba.
The things we shall see.
Omuntu nga atandikiriza okufuuka ekisolo kino.
As a human being began to appear as this beast.
Omwoyo gwa Satani.
The spirit of Satan.
Ojja kulaba abeera n'ebigambo byokuvvoola.
You see they have blasphemous words they speak.
Kubanga ensolo ewebwa akamwa k'okuvvoola.
The beast is given the word to speak, a mouth to speak blasphemous words.
Yasingala omuntu nga agamba.
You'll find the pastor saying. I will urinate to the fire of hell.
And
you see a fool who was got corrupted in mind. And someone says, God is not there. And Bible says,
the fool
has said, God is not there. Which are spoken and done by people. And it shows these people. In them is the spirit of Satan. And they become a beast without rightful form.
If
you see them as a human being. We too
have
been followed up to become that. But God saved us. And don't ask it born again. Shift from the form you've been in. Become a new creation. The thing you've gone in is a creation I don't want.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We just have to get born again. And we become a new creation.
We
ask him the creation we are into appears how.
But while we
just had him say, become a new creation.
We
will have asked God, what form of creation are we right now?
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Satan
keeps shifting humanity from into another image.
In
a creation which is not rightful. And it can murder. It has no love.
Still
the immorality and evil thoughts.
Well,
most of these people don't differ from Satan.
Being
led by the spirit of Satan. Let's move on in Peter, we hear.
Petero, ekyokubiri, esula ya kubiri, olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Second Peter chapter 2, verses 12.
Abavuma mu bigambo bye batategeera, mu kuzikirira kwabwe, tebalirema kuzikirizibwa. 13. Boonoone, nga boonoonebwa, ye mpeera ey'okwonoona.
Now the problem which is
in
becoming a beast and they corrupt
you
and it is your sin yourself.
Second
Peter chapter 2 verse 13.
Abalowooza ebinyumu by'emisana nga ssanyu.
You hear
what the head is up to?
You begin
to think the pleasures of the world. That is joy you're eating your life. You
are like
an animal which is unusual. Even usual beasts don't, and animals never think like that. They don't think that to go for disco and pleasures, waraji and things like that is the life. They make humanity an unusual animal.
And it's dangerous.
How you describe cigarette smoking and how full they smoke it all.
It's
never understanding proper. And they don't understand humanity. Teach them, they tell them waraji affects the liver. And they break
it.
Come something which doesn't understand.
Second
Peter chapter 2, verse 13.
Mawala, ngabono nebwa yempera yokuonona. Abalowooza ebinyumu by'emisana nga ssanyu. Mabala g'obwonoonefu.
Mabala gaki?
Jesus spoke of evil.
Whatever system you need, say by you
the entire system down. It has spots of a leopard. But remember, not what Jesus will take among the saints when you hold the spot and the wrinkle. But they can tell those are the spots. But you ask what spots? But both in the kingdom of the beast, the spirit of Satan, and they are not led by the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and the works of righteousness, and the fruits of the Spirit.
Petero ekyokubiri essula yakubiri onyeerwa 13.
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 13.
Abatikuka mu mbaga zaabwe ez'okwagalana nga bali embaga wamu nammwe.
Kakati baagala nnyo okutwekwanya kwanya.
Now they like to attach themselves to us.
Batikuka kwegamba embaga ze bakola ziba za kutikuka.
The feasts they make, they are always for pleasures.
Kugamba kwe alinga nga abasanyuka naye nga boolekera keye.
As if they enjoy it, they are heading on to hell.
You know,
to be dancing as your head, yet your head not to destruction ahead.
Now,
you are a beast which is there,
did you sense?
It never senses.
You
don't know where your life is, but you are eating it as you claim.
What
to speak a field of darkness and ignorance.
Yes, we are to Abraham.
Jesus came to give us the life which is complete. You are out there eating up your lives.
Satan
speaks, tell you are consuming fiction. Because
the
first man you took an insect. It's a beast which is there.
It
has, as if it's a bat, it has unusual. And you speak, you're consuming it in your life.
Don't
you ask life, won't it finish? You are eating your life as you speak out. There you almost don't think. For God says, my people are senseless. They are foolish children. They never think. They are wise in doing evil. But in doing good, they have no knowledge.
Second
Peter 2 verse 14.
Nga balina amaaso agajjudde obwenzi agataleka kwonoona
buli kiseera
amabala
gengo nga gayitiridde agali ku nsolo
eyo
Petero ekyokubiri essula yakubiri onyeeri wa 14 agataleka kwonoona nga basendasenda emyoyo gitali minywevu
bwe mala okuba nga obadde eno ofuliddwa mwana wa Katonda
been a child of God.
Otizibwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda ekyamazima.
You restored the image of God of truth.
Bw'oba toli munywevu,
if you're not stable,
abantu bano bamaze okutuuka ku digri ey'okuba nga Satan.
People have reached a degree to be like Satan.
Nga bafuusiddwa ensolo eyo.
They have been shifted by that beast.
Bafubola manganawa alimwa akategeka
mbakambara. They try to see you to hold some sanity. They
wakusena sina nawo fukenga.
They seduce you to become like them.
Petero ekyokubiri essula yakubiri olunyolwa 14.
Second Peter 2:14.
Nga balina omutima ogwamanyiira okwegomba. Abaana abaakolimirwa.
Akatekizibwa ekiriwa Satani yakolimirwa.
The problem which is Satan was cursed.
Ati ne bano Katonda baali baana be nabo bakolimira olw'okugenda eri
Satan. We are God's children, but he cursed them for going to Satan.
Kwegamba okwegomba.
Now desiring.
Nga kusuka.
And beyond.
You
see the last beast on the feet. Two horns like of the Lamb of God. The false salvation. The gospel out there is to take you to a wild desiring. You reach the car of a neighbor you touch to claim it.
I claim it.
The land knows to go on someone's land and you collect soil for there that you bought it by faith. You don't understand. And they can tell you set your deliverance is to bark like a dog. Bark and
go
Satan and you bark and the dog. You don't have human brains. Tell you, you're going to run around the village.
Nemuduke
corrupted your mind that you're chasing Satan from the
village.
Yet Satan himself is making you do the same thing.
Chasing ahead, shepherding.
You go on, go on. Corrupt humanity, tell them, say amen, they say amen. They can even tell your deliverance today. You're going to see down in the swamps and we are laying ourselves before the Lord. And they do upon you everything. Make you like a beast which is unusual.
2 Peter 2:5 Eliomuntu yaziza edaruli ya nabi.
Dagati wanabi ya muba agwa
Now some prophets already fallen mad.
Umanye edaru mubia wandiki.
You know madness in the Holy Scriptures.
Kusina kumaburi.
According to Ecclesiastes.
Wokate vivi na obusiru siru.
When you join evil with foolishness.
Ufuna mwedaru.
You get madness. When they tell you a prophet is mad, you may find him not stoning physically, but he has foolishness and evils upon him. And when you join the two, you get a total mad person. You get of the mad people and you think they are of righteousness. And he tells you, you know what? You put saliva in your
handkerchief.
I pray for them you get blessings upon your words.
You send
you for your panties. You count with your panties you slept with in the night. I pray for you that your homes will be blessed. But you see as if he understands. And say, you know what? You're going to bring ash of your altars. And that ash, I'm going to show you the power of God. It's going to boil.
Foolish.
And he boils the ash. You play that like young children. You put ash and you mix it. Put water. But the prophet is mad. And you wait him to clothe the
thugs.
These are the mad prophets who are not clothing the rags. The spirit of Satan made them into an unusual beast. Human beings,
insects,
what is this? When you came my way, I handled you carefully. I knew you were sick.
Kwe gamba,
Na soka nenda babi mwogera.
I first saw what you speak, what you do.
Wale muna nisongi wabuta babu
hii. You forgive me for not telling you. But now you got saved and healed.
Now he
spoke things of the mad people. I say, let me treat them with the word.
First
things of Satan. You hear? I fasted 10 days. They are not yet healed. They refuse it. You know, a bad person.
Food
taking them. They go aside putting mud in the food.
And
they mix
it.
Yet where they fly, it is no fire. Let's finish here.
Petero chokubiri esula ya kubiri.
Second Peter chapter 2.
Onyiro 10 na 7.
Verse 17.
Abo zenzize zitali mu mazzi. Era lwe lufu olutwaliwa n'embuyaga. Abakuumirwa ekizikiza kikutte zigizigi. Emirembe n'emirembe.
Olidde gye bakukuumira. Iko kya basikani yakukuumira
nga kibazi gyolaga. Keeps you there, no way where you are going.
Mu bunyo obutakoma.
The bottomless pit. Hell.
Into
whatever he wants to never think.
It
left you plenty of crossing a road yourself.
No, again,
toilet, come back, eat another food. That's what he left for you.
Second
Peter 2:18.
Kubanga. Now
the problem.
We
are politicians.
They
speak words you may think they are powerful.
He's
dead.
You
see the hand of God.
When
you ask him the hand of God, he doesn't know it.
Words
you may
think.
He speaks them with power.
Now you already know, never could take a
move where you
are.
You get heated up.
By the way, I got to move in.
They can tell you,
must enter heaven.
Stand up into heaven.
You don't have to
go there. You're entering heaven. They have made you mad.
That
the spirit of Satan and its works. Make you
a
beast to an instant. Something unusual.
Second
Peter
2:18. Kubanga, bwebogera ebigambo ebikulu ennyo ebitaliimu. Basenda-senda mu kwegomba kw'omubiri.
Bannange babuulira ebintu babeera boogera byonna.
Things they preach all of them.
Ne bw'oba singana mu kanisa.
Though you find them in
church. Babeera ku bintu bya mubiri paka nga bakutuusiza ku kwegomba.
Things of the flesh till they reach you in that desire.
Asooka n'abagamba.
He first tells you.
Mwe temumanyi.
You don't know.
Omwavu.
The poor.
Ne bw'abeera mu ggulu.
Though they're in heaven.
Bamufuga.
They govern them.
Omugagga ng'ali mu
keera. The rich is in hell.
N'abagira.
He commands.
Tomalaza
ng'ali mu kwaza. Spring water for me.
And
they
say you
be rich.
Choka.
Only that. Righteousness, they don't mind that.
And so
when you'll be poor, even though you'll be in heaven,
the
rich man in hell will govern you.
Because
you fear. Leave righteousness aside.
I'm going to go to the house.
kakati gamba mkama
right now
zika sento kufa kuna
marondo my name from on your throne
yeah, come on son I put juice and end
ten even pull money from
the ground and mwazo onto
what you are like mad people What is out there? I'm not going to finish this chapter. There are many things. But let's try to become this. What the Holy Spirit tries to make us.
Back
to the rightful image of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I
don't
told you to introduce this today. We've introduced this hand to you.
But
we've told you to study it next week.
To
see that we explain the details of it. According to Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 3 is while the Spirit fights, we get back the true image of Him. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10.
Ne mwambala omuntu omujja afulibwa omujja olw'okutegeera mu kifaananyi ky'oyo eyamutonda.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus so much.
Ntinga kwegamba twambala omuntu omujja.
Now, brought the new man.
Kino kirimu okufuna omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. He's getting the body from heaven.
Tandika n'okulabisa ebikolwa byago mu mufu.
Manifest actions in us.
Ntinga twambala omuntu omujja.
Brought the new man.
Azidwa obujja.
He's being renewed.
Mukumanya.
The knowledge, the image of the Creator, the God who created him. You are renewed in the rightful wisdom. Remember the beginning of shifting from that wisdom. In the Genesis 3,
he
was then adding his words. And we were chased from the garden. Thieves began right from the garden.
So
the Holy Spirit tries to fight. And we to fight. Go back to the rightful initial image. Which is knowledge. And which is the image of truth. Even this image we are in this body. Is the body of death. And God is not of the dead.
Yes,
he
was
praise Jesus. He wants to give us back the body from heaven. And it will hold knowledge. You are in the rightful knowledge. You don't walk in the world of darkness. It's reigned over by the spirit of Satan. Those reign in the darkness of this world. The darkness of ignorance. The religions in the world. The politicians. The sorcery. The
schools,
churches,
the
games and sports,
the
devils, most of us,
the
social relations of the people, all of those are in that darkness.
You
totally know how they are meant to be.
But
the spirit of Satan, which appears in the
beast,
the kingdom of Satan, brings from their midst.
They
never think to get back the rightful image of God. Satan, after realizing, shifted from the true image of God. After we were chased from the garden, tries to see the photocopy of the original we were into.
This
makes you a beast which is unusual. Things are in that form. The image we are in,
see original
it was not the original we were created into. Our original is the body of heaven. The body of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What was gotten right from the image of Christ? Christ is the image of the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we are in the likeness like that. And the Spirit of the Lord, we work with Him.
We
try to see we are renewed in the rightful original image as the church.
Colossians 3,
verse 11.
Aho tewayinza kubera mu Yonani no mu Yudaya. Okukomolwa n'obutakomolwa munnagwanga omusukusi omuddu oweddembe naye Kristo bintu byonna ne mu byonna
awo tuba tudide dda mu kifaananyi kiri eri kyennyini ekya Kristo.
There we've gone back to right full image of Christ.
Kati omutawuno luvudde eri gye twatandikira.
Battles began right where we came from.
Nga twawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
We separate the spirit of God.
Ebikolwa by'obutuukirivu.
Works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Setaani.
The spirit of Satan.
Ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya bituukirivu.
Works of unrighteousness.
So kati olutalo gye lukomekkereza.
Where the battles winded up.
Lulaga Yesu tani kyafuba omuntu afuuke
ekisolo ekitategeerekeka. Satan fights see man becomes an unusual animal.
Ate nga kasa teri agwa mugeena nga teyafuuka
kintu ekyo. No one falls in hell when they did become that thing.
Nga yafuuka ekisolo.
And they became a beast.
Akizuulireyo nga bamufuula bwe bati.
It discovers in hell when they made him that.
Nga alina ennamba erukaya nga agwa mugeena.
They have their number 666.
Ekiri nga nti kati ono yamaze dda okufuuka kye twagala.
This one has already become what we want.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
So Charo Rubiao.
Now the battle is right
there.
When Jesus reaches the world,
Yokane
Sureyoksa, in John chapter 3,
Natugamba,
he tells us,
you
are meant to get born again. You must be born of spirit and water.
So you are more than you have to do.
Yes, you have been. Katweyongereyo ko katono tugena batera video.
Let's proceed on. We are going to watch this video.
Naye nga butusemyo nga tukugamba.
But we ended as we told you.
Mwe yokane sura iyo kusa.
In John chapter 3.
Nuroksa pako le
15. Verse 3 to 15.
Kama afu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Afubu okulwana nga ayita mu moyo mutukufu.
Christ to fight through the Holy Spirit.
Okutuza mu kifaananyi ekyanna maddala.
Take us to the back to the true image.
Tubula yatugamba ne muteekeddwa ezali mu mwoyo.
That's why he told us you meant to get born again. The Holy Spirit fights.
That
we get born again. Get back the image of our Creator.
Yeah, tukronda, mukama afe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Oluvannyuma lwa plan ya Katonda Kitaffe.
The plan of God the Father.
Ngayogera ntukorwa mu kifaananyi kyaffe.
Let's make man in our image.
Ne mungeri yaffe.
In our likeness.
Bwe yatukola bwatyo.
He made us like that.
Natuwa mbiri ogutafa.
He gave us a body which never dies.
Omubiri
the body of heaven.
Satani natukozesa ebibi
ne
batuggyako omubiri ogwo
ne
tuweebwa omubiri ogw'okufa nga guli mu kifaananyi naye nga si kiri ekyaddala ontegedde bulungi wabula yagenda okulaba omuntu bw'abeera mu kifaananyi kyefaananyiza kye yalimu kiyinza omwanguiro sifutinganaddeyo mu kifaananyi kiri nanomufuula ekisolo
I have to make him into an insect.
We got here a kiwuka kisoro chebati.
A beast and unusual. It's like a bird.
Aberenga tachalimu adakatora akaddayo okunonya Katonda.
And the insanity of picking to go back seek God.
So lutalo wetu berimiride.
Now the battle is standing like
that. Nina yo mu mtu kuva chafu bokulaba.
Holy Spirit is trying to see.
Ngatudiyo da mfanani cha Katonda echa mazima.
The true image of God.
Echiri mukumanya.
Which is in knowledge.
Kati ye mukama afe Yesu bajjamu Yokana 3.
When our Lord Jesus comes in John 3.
Nagamba tewewunya.
Don't be surprised.
Kubanga nkugambye ozaliwo mundi
ogw'okubiri. Get born again.
Tochewunya
ene esonga enku. Christ have a major reason behind it.
Bakubate tebaji bandi bodde bambuza
ne kati. Would have asked him Lord.
Why do they get
surprised? Ekintu kyoyogedde
kizi.
What is spoken?
Kiri kiri.
How is it?
Nena kuda mutu wa
mama. I'm going to go back to my mother's womb.
Namu tochetaga
kubeya.
Eyakufuura ekyo tewasoka kudda ku lubuto.
Who made you that never first went in the womb back?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
So tuluwana.
Now we fight.
Tukudda mu kifaananyi kya Katonda
ekyamazima. Get back the true image of God.
Tubula abakugamba.
That's why he tells
you. Ntijangu nga bw'oli.
Come as you are.
Naye bw'otuuka okole ki?
When you reach.
Ofuuka ekitonde
ekiggya. Come a new creation.
Ebyedda byonna bikole ki?
And all this past.
Kubanga akimanyi ebyedda bibaddemu obuzibu
bungi. Well, he knows the old has been involved much problems.
Eizo obadde obikolera mu kifaananyi kino eky'okufa.
Either you did it in the image of death.
Ekiddirira kiri kye walimu ekyaddala kubanga wafuuka ddala ekisolo naye naga kati jjanga bw'oli tunaziriza eddalu lyo kubanga abamu era mukama atugamba sibe n'omuguwa ogw'ekigambo ogw'obutuukirivu balemu okuddayo eri kubanga
right here says that they can get back.
Bafuke ebisoro kakatoko basibireko wano bakube
eddagala. Tie them here and begin to inject them with
medicine. Bakube eddagala ly'ekigambo.
Inject them medicine of the word.
Bakanga bateredde.
Till they have settled.
Naye amazima kuno si kuvuma.
But the truth is not.
Mukimanyi nga bwe twali twafuusibwa.
You know how we had been made.
Era nga mu nsi twakolanga ebiringa ebyo.
In the world we did things like those.
Ne bwe twayingira amakanisa ag'obulimba.
Even when we entered false churches.
Batukozanga bye bayagalanga.
They made us do what they wanted.
Natura giruwa yungo kora nevi vetuta manyo wabi ya wandiki buwao.
What we don't know where it's written.
Ninga gulio mwe kwa sani kwa fuga nga chimu.
But the spirit of Satan fights at one thing.
Ofuke nga oba ichi nituwe chita tegerikika.
You become something unusual.
Ngo manyo kuzuru kukechiro no obo gora.
Not to wake up to the night and you bark.
Mbogo wa sitani. Bark! Kanda! Bark! Bark! Kakati.
Now the villagers wonder. And the born again had handled you very dangerously. And
they
bred you a high level of madness.
So,
in the one synagogue I was in, it rained one day. And the prophet said, that's the blessing which has come your way. And if you have been wise, you would have run to get of the blessing. We all ran out of the synagogue. We went the rain to hit us. And we came back all when we are wet. Now you see that we are mad.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Because the priests refused to come. I told you, I don't want to study that heading today. We shall come back with fresh.
And
you've begun to think that issue, how it goes deep. All that
study
is separating
Satan
spirit.
It's
one of unrighteousness
in
the spirit of God. And major issues focuses where we're ending. Remember right there,
when
the church begins this battle, when people get born again, we begin
with
Christ who came to tell us, get born again, you became reset.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. That's where we are heading on. And we send the ambassadors.
And
we send the ambassadors.
And
we
let
people reconcile with God.
And
bring back the image granted to them. That's the problem with
us. We focus
much on getting born again.
We don't
know how far it goes.
Until
you get born again, you become a new creation.
For
you have become another creation. Which God never created.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. You know, we heard of that
word.
Let's become a new creation. But you don't know that you shift from what has been what form of creation.
Banange yadukira omunsiko
ran quick to the
naberange ebisolo byayera bulijjo naye nga kyo kyanjawulo
yet it was not a usual animal
ngati soroche kiringa ekyogera
it as if it speaks
kifumba naye nga kiri munsiko
yet it's in the bush
kibwe kiryane kumuddo omubisi
hey
mama
and what form of animal is this
na mere byo ebyo watiru ngempu
and grow wings like a eagle.
What
kind of beast is this?
Our
flies comes on the trees.
And it eats
the wrong things after it cooks tomorrow. And they wonder what animal is this which has come. And it never catches nails. And they grow random. And other animals don't grow their nails. Other animals, their nails take long to grow.
These
nails are growing fast.
They
are spread long like this.
It's
an unusual
animal.
It went from sweeping the soil. God showed him what he had become.
We
didn't know like we
were
never known. How did we become and how do we appear?
My
say, let's get home back.
Well,
that topic will be very nice. When we begin it very well. Anyone with a question?
ngasirawe mukono guvuza
chivuza. I don't see a hand asking a question.
Toga tubinyonyo debi wende
yo. It will be explained finished well.
Oba na West Indies eri
kuna ko. You push yourself the other day.
Kai katukirizo rugendo
na. Okay, let's accept our journey.
Katukome wano mulinda ya mukama
afi. In the name of Jesus.
Mukama akuwa mukisa.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.